That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to The New Next, a podcast that addresses current events and how they will impact the future.
Wagner's chief progression is listed as passenger on plane that crashed with no survivors, Russian authorities say. We've talked a lot about Wagner as a mercenary group like Blackwater. And, you know, thinking back to a prior episode, I think we kind of thought that this was going to happen, which is that Progression got over his skis and forgot his place. And at the time, Putin, whether, you know, you really don't know what goes here, but just thinking logically and strategically, Wagner was basically able to go out and do all this extra judicial mechanisms that Russia wasn't able to do. And this is a lot of the issue that we've also had with Blackwater and Blackwater contractors in the past in Iraq, was that they did or did not do things that were not appropriate under international law. So Wagner has been especially active in Africa as both a mechanism to protect, but also develop mining interests. But they also were the chief contractor for the war in Ukraine, which led to Progression's eventual end during his so-called march on Moscow. So I don't really know, obviously, what happened. There's a lot of rumors that Progression himself was trying to do certain things that I don't think were necessarily realistic interpretations, but he was exiled for his role. And it's not a surprise that he's dead. So whether he's dead or not, we don't know. This may be a way that he's able to escape in exile. But given what Wagner has been associated with in recent years, it's not a surprise that this is probably a convenient end, if he has been killed, to Putin, and also his ability to consolidate power under all these Wagner Group interests. So Wagner Group, we've talked about before, and I think it was perhaps a Vice documentary, but talked about a documentary previously, or maybe it was AP, Bloomberg, New York Times, something like that. But it broke out the different areas of the world that Wagner had gone in and achieved economic benefits that would benefit the state, expanding more into kind of a role like the U.S. has historically been with our military. In Africa, where there's a huge presence of Wagner, we've seen their them being perhaps a mechanism to negotiate with certain individuals. And then Niger is a good example, maybe of not Wagner's involvement, but really how certain countries are fed up with either the U.S. or their colonial counterparts. So Victoria Nuland, who's, I think, Assistant Secretary of State, had a lot of issues down there, really getting any sort of party with the people in charge. And I think it's generally an understanding about, you know, these, you know, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Russia has been able to make vast inroads in government in terms of influence in Africa, especially over the last year or two, talking about two really core simple items, which is debt forgiveness and grain. Literally having grain to feed their citizens. You know, I think the U.S. often talks about these high-minded future things that everybody gets a piece, and trying to get all these strategically heads in order, get your people in there, which often turned out to be questionable in the long run. People like Saddam Hussein, or I believe the United States backed Osama bin Laden at one time against the Mujahideen and the Russians, or against the Russians in Afghanistan. So it's kind of our ideological beliefs in democracy sometimes, I would say, promote the opposite of these democratic beliefs. And it's the ability that you can play these strategic games, get the person that you want in there, and everything's going to be better. I think this is also seen in corporations where, well, let's just switch a new guy in, and a company of 30,000 people with a single person on the top is going to change the top down overnight. It's not often realistic. So, according to Prigozhin, this is been a very interesting story, and I don't think that we'll probably ever understand what happened with this so-called mutiny at the end of June, which many people felt could have tipped, including President Putin, tipped Russia into civil war. I think you've seen the Russian people become much more nationalistic and much more in favor of Putin and his leadership since the Ukraine war started. And this is just kind of the cherry on the top. So we'll see what happens. But this is quite interesting. And, it is also interesting, too, that just a couple days ago, he had a video address where he suggested that he was shot in Africa. It's kind of like this weird world, and we talked a lot about this with artificial intelligence and shaping the digital footprint of the who, what, where, when, why, and how, is that, reality is kind of, and history is kind of written by the victors, so to speak. And this is just another situation in a long line of confusing situations over the last couple of years where, Prigozhin might be essentially lost as a man in time to history at this point. But it's quite an interesting turn of events. That's, hot dog sales guy to corporate caterer for the government, to head of a paramilitary force, to now a dead former paramilitary leader, or off the books, so to speak, and hidden in some other country. But it's very, very interesting. And we'll see if there's any other stories on this in the future, but I think probably not.